Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Bye. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Very tired from tap dancing, John.
He's exhausted, the poor guy. He's exhausted. But really, we had, again, it's always we talk about it, two wonderful shows. We're starting with Allison and Taisha from the Harvest Island, Island Harvest, excuse me. And, you know, until they come on the show, you really never appreciate all these organizations and what they do. I understood what they did, you know, conceptually, as everybody does. You know, you read about Island Harvest, but the amount of work and the pounds and pounds of food, it's staggering.
Yeah, and none of it, as I say, happens by osmosis. It requires hard work by a lot of people. Many of them volunteers.
Most of them are volunteers. Yeah. And then you come to this show, the Christina Liu Show.
Yes.
This doesn't happen by osmosis. No, this is hard work and dedication.
Well, as was the whole show, Christina Liu show.
Right, that's 100%, 100%. So who would get credit for that? Oh, maybe Christina Liu. Hello, dear, how are you?
Show. It was really, you know, I said we're always, every week, you know, we have these people on who are so invested in different ways. You know, it's obviously two very different things, but they're both clearly invested in what they're doing. And Island Harvest is amazing organization.
Just, you know, Christina always has her nails done very nicely.
Oh, you saw my snowflake?
And she has this thing here?
Yes, my snowflake with a little gem.
I didn't realize it was a snowflake. And the other day I saw somebody.
She saw one on the other hand, too. Yes.
And she didn't do it on purpose, but she had all sparkles on one finger. And the blouse she had on was all sparkled. I said, did you do your nails to match? I didn't even realize. But then we have Victoria, who's a Christmas baby.
Is she?
They're all different. They look like wrapping paper. Every nail is different.
Oh, look at that.
Myself.
There you go.
Before I said, oh, it's two colors.
How long is it?
Three. They look great. It's Thank all different. You. Like wrap. I look at it as wrapping paper, but it's all different colors for Christmas.
How long does it take to do that?
Not very long.
No?
No, just the longest thing is just waiting for the nails to dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could probably do it during a tap class.
I could, while I'm tap dancing.
Maybe like 20 minutes, a half hour. It kind of depends on what you're doing.
In my next life, I'm going to be a tap dancer.
Otto, I think if anyone could do it, it certainly would be him.
Absolutely.
Like, I have full faith in Otto and in all things that he tries.
A drummer and a tap dancer.
So what's new, Christina?
Well, you know, just getting ready for the holiday time. I just cannot believe it's already Christmas is here. And what I have for each of us are these Christmas crackers, because these are one of my favorite traditions. Oh. I don't know, John, have you ever been familiar with a Christmas cracker? This is in the Lou Fennell house. So take one. Take a Christmas cracker, everyone. And then what you do is you twist it and you pull.
Yeah. You twist it.
All right, ready? One, two, three. And inside is a little crown. And an ornament for your tree.
Oh, really?
And some confetti to really, you know, mess up the place for Dan. But this was a huge tradition. You know, I was thinking all of our things. And there's a joke also that comes with it.
This is a mess.
There you go. Pull in the middle piece. There you go. Otto's malfunction. There you go. Right in there.
Okay.
But I remember this with my grandfather every year, without a doubt, would put on the crown.
Oh, my God.
And totally pulled it off. I like that John got a hot pink one. I have a red crown. And look, it comes with a cute little, like, you could also use these as, like, a wine tag. It also is.
Now you'll see the size of my head.
I wish this was, there you go, see?
Dan
is
not. That's amazing.
Dan is not going to be happy if we leave all
It's all right, Dan. I clean up every week. He knows this. He's like, how many parties does this girl throw? I know that's what he's thinking. But, yes, I was thinking, you know, everyone has their different traditions around the Christmas times.
I don't get my joke, though. There's a joke in here.
I never understand.
What do you call a sheep with no legs?
A cloud?
A sweater.
Yeah, you have the same one?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess because,
Where
like...
Where does it go? Oh.
I mean, mine says, what do you call a lazy baby kangaroo? A pouched potato. These are really some A-plus jokes.
Oh,
this,
I love that.
I know, this is a good one. Why did the boy eat his homework?
He wanted to get smarter?
No. Because the teacher said it was a piece of cake.
Oh! That's
it.
A good one.
I love it.
Yeah. You had the best one.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't get mine. I like to...
A cloud when you look up in the sky.
Contact...
I'm assuming.
Why do you... Yeah, but what does that have to do with calling a sheep with no legs?
I don't know. I guess
oh, a cloud.
Yeah,
okay.
A cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I took out
it.
A little bit.
I get
it's it. Right.
It's a stretch. It's a stretch. It's a stretch.
But, yes, it's really, you know. So did you have any special traditions, holiday traditions?
Did I?
The two of you, yes.
Actually, I did. When I was a kid, we would put a shoe by the window.
Okay. Was it a tap shoe is the main
no.
question.
Actually, I only had one pair of shoes, so I had to do it at night.
Oh, and it was always your shoe that was put by
yeah,
the window?
Yeah, it was for kids.
Oh, for kids, okay.
And I would put the shoe by the window, mm-hmm. and then Santa Claus would come mm-hmm. and visit my shoe every day. And if I was bad, this was back in the coal days, they would put a piece of coal in.
I put really? Coal in my dad's stocking every yeah. year, so I keep yeah. that tradition going.
Yeah. Or they would put my father and mother, now looking back on it, obviously. But then again, it could have been Santa Claus.
Listen, I believe
Santa
it.
Claus.
But then they would put a little something or other in the shoe. To, you know, it was like, I guess like almost like a...
It's like a little
an
advent calendar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I get wow. for Jay, which I started 2 years ago, which I don't know why I started it, because I saw this cute thing in a store and I was like, oh, it'd be cute if I got him a little present every day, like an advent calendar leading up to Christmas.
Really?
And if it was bad, you should have put a piece of coal.
Yeah.
But he's always
but
good.
Where would you find the coal?
They sell like chocolate coal, because I'm telling you, every year.
Chocolate?
Since, yeah. I put it in my dad's stocking yeah. every year without a doubt. But I give Jay a little something every day leading up to Christmas.
Wow,
yeah.
That's nice.
I think today, I don't know, because I wrap them all.
Oh, so
yes, it has to be a surprise, yes. It's more mystique. But I like the shoe thing, Otto. I mean, I wonder what the significance of putting it in the shoe
is. That actually goes back to Germany.
Is that what I was going to say?
Oh, really?
Parents brought it over as a tradition.
I like that.
And then we used to, on Christmas Eve was when the Christmas tree went up. And
on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Christmas
you're, like, getting
Eve.
Me stressing out even thinking about putting it up on Christmas Eve.
And my,
oh my God.
Father and I lived in Woodhaven back in Queens, would have to walk down Jamaica Avenue while Santa Claus came and put the tree up. We would have to walk away. Now, keep in mind, there was a sheet that covered this part of the house.
I
wasn't allowed to go behind. I couldn't go behind
Did
the sheet.
Did you wonder what was going on behind
at
the sheet?
At Christmas time, it came up.
Upon occasion, I would sneak a peek, behind the sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would all be like before Christmas.
Right, right.
So most of the tree was really up already, but theoretically, I wasn't supposed to know about it because it was in this room behind the sheet. We lived like in a railroad house, attached mm-hmm. house, and the tree would be behind there, and then they would light it, and then back then we would sing O Tannenbaum and to the Christmas tree, you know, after it was lit.
Oh, I like that tradition.
Which is
I
German
like
for O Christmas tree.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys have nutcrackers? Because nutcrackers originated in Germany.
No.
Is where the most beautiful nutcrackers
no.
come from.
No.
I'm a huge fan of a nutcracker.
Well, we actually
did. You see the Nutcracker
nutcrackers.
Lifetime movie, John? Because that was a good one.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. You want to?
How about you now? What about your tradition?
Actually, I don't have one. I mean, not There's like that at all. You know, the Christmas tree went up like the week before. You know, everybody went to bed Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, my mother decorated it one night, and then about a week before.
Wow.
You know, and then Santa Claus came, and that was it. We put out food, but, you know, I don't have another one of...
Like something that you guys did every single year.
Yeah, no, not at all. And then with my kids now, it's the same thing. We just, you know, they went to bed, they came down. Actually, the one thing that always amazed people with our kids... is Christmas Day they slept in.
Wow.
They didn't come down. We said, come on, let's have breakfast. They, you know, we used to go down at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
4 o'clock in the morning, and Santa Claus had come, go get your gifts. My girls, never. I have no idea. Not that way. And we didn't tell them one way or the other. We would go downstairs, have coffee. Next thing, you know, one would wake up. Can we come down? I'd say, don't come down until you're all together. But 8 or 9 o'clock, they'd come down.
I like that.
I got a nutcracker story for you.
Ooh.
I have two nutcrackers that are maybe whatever this is, 4 foot tall in the house. I have a bunch of nutcrackers, but two, and the tail, you could actually crack nuts. Ooh. And I happen to show it to my Corey, who's 3. and has a beard. So if you pick up the back of it, which is the tail, you put the nut there, you smash it. Okay. Mm-hmm. We just had the living room painted.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, I don't.
And she was over last weekend, and I'm hearing bang, bang. And we're in the den, and I'm saying, what is that? So what is that? She's pulling the beard and the tail then of the nutcracker is smashing into the wall. Now, it's not a big deal. There's a chip in the wall. And then with the last pull, she pulled the beard right off the nutcracker.
Wow.
So, okay, I said, nothing was the big deal. We repainted it. We moved it out. So now what she does, which is the cutest thing, her and my four-year-old, they don't put the walnuts in there. They put the cracked, already shelled nuts in there. Turn them into mush, and it's a big thing all over the floor.
Oh, okay. So it's, yeah.
They're making crushed nuts.
Yeah, they're trying
walnuts.
To make like a...
yeah.
They're trying to make like a butter.
But it's fun. They like it, and it's... I said, that's the purpose of it. So I know they'll be there for Christmas. You'll move it out
and
from
John's
the wall
house
so they can
is
play
decorated
with it.
Very cute for Christmas, I must say.
No, that's one thing nice. I do. I like to, you know...
Absolutely.
Christmas is long. We decorate Thanksgiving weekend, and we take it down Martin Luther King weekend.
Really?
So, yeah,
that's long?
Wow.
Inside and outside?
Outside is minimal. We have just like a little wreath around the door, and you know, when we first bought the house years ago. We did lights, and I gave up. I don't enjoy
it's
it.
It's a lot of work,
and then it, you know, it never fails. That
it's the coldest day of the year,
right? When you want to put it up, it's cold. When you want to take it down, it's cold.
I know.
Yeah, you can't get it out of the ground because the ice
it's frozen.
Oh my God,
froze
yes,
it
I
in.
Know.
This way, everything I have is just you know.
Luckily, we've made out pretty good.
You have an amazing thing.
Yeah,
though,
well,
Christina.
Jay, I have to give Jay because nothing fell. Everything really has maintained form. All the bows are still on. Well, the garland is still up outside. So we don't have... The angel fell over one day, but
he got
that right back up. Yeah, the day was windy, but...
Oh, okay.
My neighbor has lights that go, you know, the ice...
Yes, that's what we have.
So he usually leaves them up pretty much all year. So this year, he's up there on the ladder. I said, oh, John, I said, you're taking them down. You know, mm-hmm. he leaves them up all year. And I said, you take them down at Christmas. That's a different approach.
Yeah, well, we have to take a break. Down the block from us, they have the reindeer and the Santa on the roof. It stays there all year round. Finally, they sold the house and they've come down. Ridiculous. Nevertheless, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
You never know.